陪着光景，陪着光景。Is this mic on? Yes. I don't hear guitar. Actually, no. Don't put it in the hole. Can you hear it?As long as you can hear it. Not that I want you to hear it. Hi, Ben. Thank you. Can you have monitors? Just curious. Okay, well. All right. Okay, then. Thanks.
Can I grab some of Claire's guitar over here?Claire's guitar over this way.
Check, 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 check. Ah!
Ah! It's good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah, and it's both the guitars, if we could just have them over this way.
Except for Carol. I met her in California this year.
I stalked her in California.
it's a pleasure to meet these gals. And workshop. I wonder what that means in this situation. But I think what we'll do is throw songs around. But, you know, if you have questions, since it is a quote-unquote workshop, of course, we would like to answer them. Okay, then.What's my first song? What a great question. Oh, I don't know. Sorry, I really was going to think about that. Okay. I won't think about it. Spend a lot of lonely nights.Dreaming of you. Ever thought in a million years it would ever come true? But here you are, a reality. this is how a storybook reads. What dreams are made of. You swept me right off my feet. Now I'm falling in love. No more wishing on stars like I used to.
Songs in Crooked Still, but we all do Red songs, and I'll give you a little taste of Aoife's song.
Did you say Red songs?
Right.
Right songs.
Right.
Oh, we all write songs.
We all write songs.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I thought you did. You said we all do Red songs.
We all do Red songs. Oh, yes. We're communists. No, we do Red songs. Where are you from, Claire?
Many places, Alabama and New York.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, I was raised in Kingston, real close to
New York. This is a song that I'm going to have Kristen sing with me. Kristen's my bandmate in a band called Sometimes Why, where we do lots of original songs.
Thank you.
Tennessee now, but
is it better than Austin?
I choose not to answer.
it's more humid than Austin.
I'm from Australia. I spent a lot of time in Sydney, Australia, and then moved to Austin, Texas about 7 years ago. Deserves some applause. It's a great city.
Yes.
It's my favorite city to live in out of anywhere in the world. I've been living in Nashville for about 2 years now, and I moved over here to play music, to do this sort of thing, to hit the festivals, and we don't have these sort of festivals in Australia, so this is pretty special for us. I grew up listening to a lot of, I love singing harmonies. I grew up listening to a lot of, originally like Tammy Wynette and George Jones, but I listened to a lot of Tim O'Brien and Molly O'Brien to learn to sing harmonies. And I learned a lot also from Vince Gill and Andrea Zon singing together. That was just amazing stuff. Like Pocket Full of Gold and some of those great records that Vince Gill put out in the late 80s, I guess it must have been. I don't play guitar, I play bass in the band, so I'm going to ask. Using the term very loosely after watching Missy Raines, let me tell you. Because Claire Lynch is one of the greatest harmony singers in the world. Anyone that has listened to Dolly Parton's record, The Grass is Blue, the harmonies, I learned some amazing stuff by listening to that woman. With Dolly and Keith, I think, wasn't it?
Sorry.
Can you hear it?
Can I have a little bit more clear guitar?
In the monitor. A tempo for you? Always important to know that.
Take it away.
Yeah.
Biscuit burgers at 11 a.m.
Thanks. Well, I grew up singing, and two have always been drawn towards the harmony parts. Grew up singing in church and found that a lot of the songs were way too high, so I always sang along, but I was singing in harmony, and I never realized that that was what I was doing. And some of my favorite harmony singers are the Stanley Brothers. So I think we're going to sing a good old gospel number of theirs. And Odessa and I had a really fun time a couple weeks ago. We were teaching at a workshop out in Washington State called Centrum. And they had singers from all over the country, Cajun singers. And there was this awesome Alabama Southern Gospel quintet, and we ended up learning this song and singing it with them, and I wish they were here, but because
maybe you girls can fill in for them.
Yeah.
Do they have heavenly voices? Otherwise.
Surprisingly. Yes. Very, very heavenly. There is one guy who could sing the lowest bass part and the highest soprano. He'd be singing with the soprano singers. It was amazing. But this is, and if y'all have another harmony, please throw it in, the Old Crossroads.
Yeah.
Oh, my brother, take this warning. Don't let old Satan hold your hand. To shine, the one goes down below.
soon your life will be over. You have to face your crossroads. Will you be ready then, my brother, to shine the one goes down below? The
trained or have taken voice lessons? We'll start from the stage left.
I'm not classically trained. I took a couple voice lessons from a beautiful singer named Dee Dee Weiland up in Northern Virginia. And I spent a few weeks in Calcutta, India last year studying voice with an amazing singer who... But I actually lost my voice on the second day because the pollution was so bad in Calcutta, so I didn't do a lot of singing, but I learned some neat ways of practicing, which I'd never really thought of singing as something that you practiced. I saw other instruments as something you would practice, but singing, I thought you just did it for fun, and have discovered that through practicing, it really does help.
I was not classically trained. I just grew up singing with my pops and listening to my favorite singers and listening to a lot of harmony and singing on my own. But just if I find a singer that I really love, I just try to listen, sit down with a recording and just really tune into what they're doing and just singing with friends and singing as much as I can.
Eva, you go next.
I actually have a conservatory degree. Sorry to say, but I do. But I was classically trained and studied a lot of music and a lot of singing in college. I went to New England Conservatory in Boston. And I think that, you know, at the same time, I did grow up singing with my family and with my parents. And I think that for me, it's just sort of been a combining of growing up singing, just singing around the house, and then really honing that craft in a sort of educational environment, and it's been really helpful for me. I think that when you do study singing, you really learn a lot of tricks that can really help you out in this business of staying up late all night and partying. You just learn how to plow through it, and you know the right vocal exercises to do. And
I want to know how you sit up until 8 a.m. this morning and sound like that.
New England Conservatory. There's a special class. Called How to Party.
I had a few lessons when I was younger. I just found the same thing though, just listening to a lot of music. I didn't have a musical family really. My mum and dad could not sing a note. They knew what they liked to listen to, and they had a great record collection which helped in Australia because we didn't have any touring bands or acts coming out to Australia playing this sort of music. So I took a few lessons, and then I basically listened to singers like Claire Lynch and Andrea Zon, and just learned how to track. I like singing harmonies, so I just tried to do what they were doing and just track singers and learn how to sing those tight harmonies. So and now that we're on the road so much, I just have to have a few vocal exercises that I do on the road, and there's no time really. I would like some more lessons. I think it helps to go back and get some lessons here and there, because you do fall into bad habits on the road, Aoife.
It's great, Pops, come on.
Exactly. I wish I could. We drove in today from, we did Grassroots Festival last night in Ithaca, and we're out of here tonight at like 9 o'clock, but I have to stay and see Sam Bush.
How about you just don't leave?
How about I ditch the band?
How about you come sleep in Earlville with us?
I'd love to hang out with a bunch of girls.
We want to talk Kevin.
They could be in the crowd. I love you guys too.
Well, sometimes it's staying up all night and partying that helps you make some kind of breakthrough in singing. You know, I've noticed that too. Sometimes when you've been singing the same song for a long time, you just have some crazy experience and you finally can sing it in a different way. You know, I didn't realize how much I have in common with Mary in terms of my experience with singing. My grandma ran, she directed the choir in church when I was a kid, and I just sang a lot of Christmas carols and church songs and always randomly found harmony parts when the song was in a different key, but I really never thought about singing very intellectually. And then I started writing songs, actually, a few years ago. I was in a dance company. I started writing songs, and I realized if I wanted to communicate those songs to anybody, I'd better learn how to sing them in a way that, could communicate the idea. And so I took a couple of voice lessons with Dee Dee Weiland. Amazing, Dee Dee Weiland in Washington, D.C. And was she
she's more like a therapist.
She's more like a therapist. You know, what's interesting about... what's interesting about those voice lessons, and I didn't know what to expect from a voice lesson because I'd never studied music in school or anything like that, nothing formal, and I thought maybe we would sit around and sing songs, but what we did was we bent over and we stretched and we lay on the floor and we breathed. It was sort of like a yoga class and did sort of scales up and down, and we puttered. Things like that, and I was like, this is a voice lesson. But anyway, what I learned from that was just how physical singing is, and that, you know, it's really about like accessing muscles in your body and then sort of doing that in practice, so that when you actually get on stage, you don't think about the muscles in your body, you just are able to sing from some kind of muscle memory. That's the words of wisdom I learned, is that there really is something physical about it. You can get better at it, you can practice it, and you can get better.
I know you girls are young, but you just said it is very physical to sing, so eventually that 8 a.m. going to bed thing, I'm going to work for us.
I'm in the doghouse here. This is... I should have never admitted this, but...
You can get away with it now, but eventually you won't.
I'm going to bed early tonight.
I think Claire's just bragging.
Oh, no, you can still like it is, man, because I did it too.
But you still sound great, so there you go.
Yeah, but I don't do it anymore.
Sing a song, Claire.
Okay. I just want to say that about the training thing, the most I ever learned about singing voice, listen-wise, is after I was forced into teaching a vocal class, and I had to go do research. So. Let's see.
People in our audience know Dee Dee Weiland, or should. She was the original singer with Skyline.
Yeah, Tony Trischka.
Apparently, she's a great voice teacher, so look her up.
She's great.
Since this is a heavenly thing, I'll do a song I wrote about heaven. About a guy that was dying. I knew his mama and she nursed him to his death. The time of our parting is ever so near. My death angel stands at the door. He points to the that city, it's suddenly clear. I'm headed for heaven's bright shore. I've come to the river, pure water of gold, flows from an ocean of glass. It touches my body and comforts my soul. Oh, I will be all that lasts. The threshold before me, black as the night, still I have no fear of this death. I'll step from the darkness and into the light as I draw my last earthly breath. Don't cry for me, mother. My days here are done. I've seen my death angel, and he bids me to come. Your tears are so tender, how sweetly you smile. Oh, mama, it takes me away to the warm days of summer when I was a child, so far from the chill of this rain. But I can hear singing such glorious tunes from those who've already crossed o'er, and colorful rainbows shedding their hue like nothing that we've seen before. Don't cry for me, mother. My days here are done. I've seen my death angel, and he bids me to come. Oh, I'm weary of waiting. I want to go on. Hey,
teaching at a camp, teaching singing at a camp, and this is one of the songs that we worked on. It's a great Tom Waits song, and everybody, I talked to Odessa a little while ago. It's called Come On Up to the House.
Where's your capo there?
Yeah.
No, I'm
looking at it. I'm sorry, I keep putting these sunglasses on because they're prescription, so I really just can't see when they're not on. It's really frustrating. Okay. It's good. I can see everybody now.
I really think Carolee should keep it.
I can't really play the guitar on fast songs. I didn't study guitar in music school.
But do you have a fast song?
Well, I don't know. I have no fast song.
Me and Kristen.
One glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to something. Okay, what's the second verse?
Just a few more weary days.
You're going to sing, you my God.
I'll prompt.
You're in D sharp. Okay. By the way, did you notice how many? Did you guys out there notice how many chick keys we're playing in today? Not good for the banjo, is it? Let's see. One bad morning. Here we go. One bad morning when life is over. I'll fly away to my home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I'll fly away.
Pick it.
Just a few